From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Federal officials say swine flu cases are on the rise again, but there's reason to think the new virus may not cause a longer flu season than normal. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Dr. Thomas Frieden, the new director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says the flu season is already here, months ahead of its usual schedule.
It is spreading in parts of the U.S., particularly in the Southeast, and in fact, it never went away. And now with colleges and schools coming back into session, we're seeing more cases.
But a new CDC analysis of pandemic flu in five Southern Hemisphere countries shows outbreaks there peaked in 6 to 7 weeks. So the Northern Hemisphere's flu season might be over sooner than normal before many Americans could get vaccinated against the new flu. The CDC also says many, if not most, children who died this spring of swine flu had conditions such as cerebral palsy and muscular dystrophy. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Vice President Joe Biden said today he expects Congress will ultimately pass something substantial in terms of reworking the nation's health care system. However, speaking at the Brookings Institution in Washington, Biden also predicted there will be, quote, an awful lot of screaming and hollering before we get there. Vice President's remarks come ahead of what is being billed as a State of the Union-style address to Congress next week by President Obama. Biden says the president will lay out the main options for overhauling the nation's health care system while again urging Congress to reach agreement on a package. There's good and bad news today from the fire lines in the hills above Los Angeles. We get a report on the station fire now in its eighth day from Hedy Lynn Hurdy's of member station KPCC.
One of the largest wildfires in Southern California history is under greater control. It's nearly 40% contained. However, there's been a flare-up in a remote canyon, and 25 people were told to leave their homes and head to an evacuation center. The station fire in the Angeles National Forest has increased in size by about 4,600 acres, bringing the total acreage consumed to over 144,000 acres, or 226 square miles. It's destroyed more than 60 homes and left two firefighters dead. In addition to the efforts on the ground, firefighters have been conducting an aerial assault, dropping more than 1.5 million gallons of water, enough to fill about three Olympic-sized pools. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurdy's in Los Angeles.
The nation's service sector showed some signs of improvement last month. The Institute for Supply Management says its service sector index was up 2 points to 48.4, though the overall reading shows the service sector continuing to shrink. Any number below 50 denotes contraction in the service sector, while the reading above 50 denotes expansion. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 63 points to end the session at 9,344. The Nasdaq gained 16 points. The S&P 500 was up 8 points today. This is NPR. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley is throwing her hat into the ring to run for the vacant Senate seat left by the death of Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts. Coakley, a 20-year veteran prosecutor, announced today she will be a Democratic candidate in an upcoming special election to fill the seat. The 56-year-old, with her announcement today, becomes the most prominent candidate to officially declare, though several others, including former Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, have said they also might consider a campaign. Senator Kennedy died last week at the age of 77 after a more than year-long battle with brain cancer. The late pop star Michael Jackson will be buried tonight outside Los Angeles in a private service that will reportedly be attended by family and a few invited guests. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports.
Michael Jackson died suddenly more than 2 months ago at the age of 50 from an overdose of drugs, which the L.A. coroner ruled a homicide. After multiple autopsies and a star-studded mega memorial service, the singer will finally be laid to rest at Forest Lawn Cemetery. He'll be buried behind a gated fortress in a crypt surrounded by other celebrities, Sammy Davis Jr., Nat King Cole, Humphrey Bogart, Clark Gable, and one of his idols, Walt Disney. Forest Lawn Cemetery is often called Disneyland of the Dead. Michael Jackson's estate will reportedly pay for his crypt and 12 burial plots, as well as $150,000 to provide city police officers, canines, and air support to keep the area a no-fly zone during the private event. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Rescue workers in Indonesia say they're continuing to pull bodies from beneath rubble following yesterday's strong magnitude 7 quake. Officials say the earthquake has now claimed the lives of at least 57 people. The quake was centered off the coast of Java. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.